I'm joined by Nicola Tookie from the Department of Conservation. Hi there, Nick.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Kia ora. It doesn't seem like a week ago you and I were talking lockdown, but it's been a week. Congratulations, us. Congratulations, New Zealand. Have you been missing the nature?
No, well, actually, I have to say, one of the silver linings of lockdown is I'm making really sure that I'm doing my bit for well-being. So I'm taking the dog for a walk up the road as much as I can every day. So I'm kind of getting to see a wee bit of the nature, more so than being in my office in town. So I'm very grateful for that. I would say what I'm challenged by, like, for example, yesterday I had a very serious meeting with our treaty partners, Ngāi Tahu, just checking in on how they were doing and dealing with a couple of issues. And as they were giving us their kind of context, a brachiosaurus appeared behind me, which was wielded by my six-year-old. And it was quite a serious conversation we were having, and I ended up in hysterics, and so did pretty much everyone else on the video call.
That's good. It's probably the icebreaker you needed. The tension reliever you needed. There's been a bit of that going around in Zoom conference calls around New Zealand, I think.
Oh, totally. And I think everybody's really accepting that we just have to roll with it. So I've seen the odd kid appear in videos and definitely the odd pet, and I think it's kind of nice. And today my team and I are modelling Formal Friday. So all of my team nearly appeared this morning on our video phone conference in their finest duds. There was a fascinator. It wasn't mine. I think people are finding all sorts of fun ways to, deal with the uncertainty that goes with this lockdown situation.
Totally. And our strategy for dealing with it has been to provide people with a bit of light relief via a Bricka Critter competition, challenging the children and big children of New Zealand to create their own Critter of the Week out of Lego. Can I read you a nice email that I received?
Yes, please.
Dear Jesse, you have no idea how much this kept our kids happy and occupied this week. They spent 2 days building a Lego zoo of critters. And not only did it give me a little break, but I had fun building too. Please share more ideas like this, even if the prize is just a mention on the radio and a pic on the website. My kids would get stuck in, as would so many others right now, I reckon. And so thank you to Etta6 for her kiwi, penguin and stingray. And thank you Abby4 for her kiwi and her gecko. And thank you Hannah for your Cody snail. There have been loads and loads of emails like this. And the only person who hasn't probably enjoyed Bricka Critter quite as much is our producer Robert Kelly, who has had the job of uploading 400 different Lego creations to the RNZ website. He's been enjoying it in his own way, but man, he's been busy this week.
I cannot believe that there have been over 400 entries. Well, I kind of can, but how lovely that in this kind of funny old time when we're all kind of at home trying to work with our kids and all of that, we're able to provide a little bit of inspiration for kids to do something. And I've looked through, I think, nearly all 400 images, and they are amazing, New Zealand. Yeah. I did send you our entry, which was by Master Hunter, age 6, and Mr. Tookie, age 50-something, but I don't think they made the cut because they were dinosaurs. It's just been incredible. I think we should keep this going. I think this is just such a neat opportunity for kids to express their artistic skills and learn more about our native wildlife while they're doing it. I've seen some amazing entries.
Yeah, let's keep it going. Kids, just send them direct to robertkelly@rnz.co.nz. That'll cut out the middleman. Some honourable mentions then, some of the ones that we really enjoyed, and you can look at them all on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. Hene Meyer's Tuatara, whose name is Mr. Tutu. He's 99 years old and is sheltering from COVID in the rock garden at our house. It was so good, Hene Meyer. Thank you.
Yeah, and I did see that the New Zealand leopard seal kind of, I forget what they're called, but they're basically the people who look out for the leopard seals, had put a call out to kids to enter into leopard seals. So for Sue's leopard seal named Orpha, thank you very much.
Yeah, we loved Liam's career. Thank you, Liam. Ezra's Wetter was one of the first ones to come in, and that was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, that was a ripper. Fletcher's Ruru. So, Ruru is my husband's favourite bird. So I thought that was stunning, particularly since Fletcher is 9. And then my favourite bird, of course, is the Pewaka Waka. And so we had a wide range of Pewaka Waka entries, but Toby's was very beautiful indeed.
But there can be only one winner, and so instead of announcing who it is, shall we just give them a call?
Can we actually? Yes.
Hello.
Oh, kia ora. Jesse Mulligan
Hello.
calling from RNZ National here. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So you must be Maddie's dad, are you?
I am indeed. I'm Richard.
Hi, Richard. You got Nicola Tookie from Department of Conservation here as well. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, I'm good. Hey, I know you, Nicola. We've met before.
I thought your name was familiar.
That's right. So,
So, well, look, we're not here for a catch-up, Richard.
Oh, yeah, true. Sorry.
Would you put Maddie on the phone, please?
Yeah, I can do that. Really,
Cool.
Mattel. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Maddie. It's Jesse from the radio and Nicola Tookie from Doc. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Do you
Hi,
know why?
Maddie.
Do you know why we might be ringing, Maddie?
Might have to do with your tuna fascination.
Maddie, aged 10, went for a walk down Liffey Stream on their family's daily lockdown walk around Lincoln and spotted a longfin eel. And then she came home and she made that longfin eel out of Lego. And guess what, Maddie? Of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Lego creations that we have received this week, yours was our favourite, yours is the best, and you are the winner out of all of New Zealand. We are so proud of you. Is this good news for you?
Congratulations, Maddie. I just wanted to say that the longfin eel tuna are one of my favourite creatures, and I also know the Liffey Stream, so I'm really pleased to hear that you're seeing the eels in there. Well done.
Thanks.
Did it take you long to make, and how did you make it? Can you tell us a bit about building it?
Well, it was quite hard to make because of the pieces we had, and it was hard to make it like round because the pieces are very square.
Yes, sorry to interrupt you. Our judge really liked how you put a little bend in the eel to show it moving up the stream. They thought it was a really good way of sort of suggesting movement in your beautiful creation.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks to you. People can see the winning eel on our website, and you get a special prize pack that we're putting together for you. So thank you very, very much. Is there anyone that you'd like to say hello to on the radio today?
I don't know.
Anyone in your family? Tell me who's in your bubble. Who's in your family?
Just my mum and dad and my
Great.
pet, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So to your mum, Nicola and Richard, mum and dad, Nicola and Richard, thanks for creating this wonderful human being. And Maddie, we will be back in touch to explain all about your prize and how to get it, okay? And I hope that you continue your love of nature, and thank you for taking part in our competition.
Thanks.
Okay, great stuff.
Okay.
Great. Oh my gosh, Nicola, how fun was that?
That was awesome. Let's just do this for the rest of, I don't know, infinity. That was so cool. And so cool to see Kiwi.